This week, in a series called Far From Home, our education reporter Dusty Rhodes has been looking at why Illinois sends more than 300 special needs students to private boarding schools out of state. In part four of our series, she focuses on the transportation service that takes some of them away.
When Avital Van Leeuwen was in 10th grade, she was into skateboarding, punk rock, smoking pot, and feminism. Her home life was in turmoil due to her parents' recent divorce, and even though, or maybe because, she's got a high IQ, she was having problems at school. What she really wanted to do was transfer to a completion program, get her high school diploma, and move on. But that plan got derailed early one morning when she was sitting in bed reading Bitch magazine.
It was pretty typical for me to kind of be up late at that age. And it's hard for me to talk about, but I just remember my parents coming into my room out of nowhere, both of them, which was weird. I was at my dad's house. And they said, Avital, we love you very much. And I just knew it was like, it's about to go down. And then these two strangers came in. It was a man and a woman. They didn't really tell me what was happening or where they were taking me. And they told me that if I resisted in any way, that they would restrain me. And they took me in a car to the airport. And I remember going through TSA and looking at the TSA agent in the eye and saying, I don't know these people. I'm being kidnapped. And he just laughed.
The TSA agent had probably seen it before. This mode of travel is called therapeutic transport. In the 1970s, it was a way to get addicts to treatment centers. Now, it's also used by behavior modification programs. Ted, now 22, who worked off a drug charge by spending time at a therapeutic boarding school in Utah, says his classmates shared stories about how they got there.
Two big guys would walk in your room in the middle of the night and would zip tie you and throw you in a van and kidnap you pretty much and bring you there. Yeah, a high percentage of kids were brought there like that.
The method was pioneered by a man named Bill Lane. Here he is explaining his techniques to Lon Woodbury, an educational consultant.
We're good people. I mean, we're not there to hurt them. We're not there to threaten them. We're really there to get them safely from home to where they're going.
What happens if the student resists?
You act out at the airport. What we're going to do is rent a car. We're going to drive from New York City direct straight to Utah without stopping. So it gives them some food for thought.
Lane died a few years ago, but the company he founded, Bill Lane & Associates, is still in business and has been used by Illinois school districts to transport students to therapeutic placements. Melissa Taylor, past president of Illinois' Statewide Association of Special Education Administrators, says that company had a vendor table at the group's recent conference.
It has never occurred to me to need a service like that, and it doesn't seem like a healthy way to work with students who probably have experienced some trauma already, but I don't have any firsthand experience there. It just seems very foreign to me.
Some districts are trying a different approach, one aimed at avoiding sending students out of state by teaching parents how to modify their children's behavior at home. James Kling, founder of a firm called Alternative Teaching, provides in-home training plus round-the-clock consultation for a flat fee. Still, he says, he's seen three families use therapeutic transport in the past year.
They've consistently said it was compassionate, it was effective, and they got the kids out when they thought, uh-oh, it's going to be screaming, yelling, and fighting and handcuffing kids, which none of that occurs. But, you know, it is, in my opinion, also traumatic to be removed. They did it therapeutically, but in the end, you're not where you're supposed to, and you have now another trauma.
Either service can be included in a student's IEP, or individualized education plan. And whether it's near or far, that means the district pays for that service. I'm Dusty Rhodes.